May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. You know, Good Shepherd Sunday is a bit of a hard sell these days. It turns out in modern American society, nobody wants to be a sheep. In fact, if you have engaged in any kinds of political conversations on social media, you have almost certainly, at one point or another, been accused of being a sheeple, which is a pejorative suggesting that you are one of a mass of people who do not think for themselves and follow blindly behind a political leader, usually a political leader that the person speaking to you disapproves of strongly. No, it is a hard sell for Good Shepherd Sunday when our first reaction is, I don't want to be a sheep. I'm not a sheep. But really, what's wrong with being a sheep? We say that Jesus is the Good Shepherd because he offers us guidance, direction, helps us find our way to green pastures. And I need guidance. I remember when I was a senior in high school, I was doing the obligatory tour of colleges that I might be interested in attending. And my mother insisted at every college we visited that I had to set up an appointment for an interview with the admissions department. I really hated going for interviews with the admissions department, and I did not want to do this. But my mother said that she wouldn't take me for those trips unless I set up the appointment. So I did it, grumbling all the way. Well, wouldn't you know it, one of those interviews led to me being put on a short list for a scholarship that allowed me to attend the college that I really wanted to go to. Yes, I have told my mother that she was right. It turned out I needed the guidance of someone older and wiser and who knew more about the world than I did. And that hasn't actually changed. I still need people who are wiser about the world, older than me, who have been there and done that, to give me guidance and advice. I also, when it comes to figuring out how to live a full and abundant and holy life, I need the guidance of the Good Shepherd. I need the words of Scripture to know what it is that a holy and abundant and good life looks like. I need prayer and worship to remind me of all that I have already been given, of all the abundance that is already part of my life, so that I don't fall prey to a consumer culture that spends a lot of time telling me to be in want, that constantly reminds me that I'm not enough, that I don't have enough. I need to be in the presence of God who reminds me that I am enough and that he will lead me to the green pastures. It may not be what I want, but it will always be what I need. I need to be reminded of how much I already have. I need the guidance of a good shepherd who makes me lie down in green pastures. Well, you say, I don't want to be part of that herd, that flock, that crowd that just simply goes along together all in one direction. Except what's wrong with being part of a flock? I met a man at the gym a couple of weeks ago who was riding the recumbent bike next to me. And probably neither one of us was working as hard at it as we should have because we were able to chat quite comfortably while doing this. But we were chatting and he was telling me that he was back at the gym after months of recovering from a very serious surgery. And along the course of our chatting, we discovered that we're from the same area of the North Shore, that he had attended Armenian Orthodox churches growing up. And so I told him I was an Episcopal priest. And then he told me a story about his recent surgery. He told me that as he was getting ready for the surgery, he lives alone, he has no family. nearby, so he had talked to some friends and he had lined up what he hoped would be enough support to get him through his recovery period. But one of the folks he talked to was an acquaintance, really, somebody he knew only casually, but who attended a church in Foxborough. Well, the recovery was harder than he expected. It had taken him much longer than he had hoped for to be able to get out and about and tend to all of his own needs, from grocery shopping to making meals. And most of his friends and the people that he thought would come through and take care of him weren't really committed for that whole long period of recovery. They had their own lives, they were busy with their own activities, and they didn't really have time to care for an invalid. But that acquaintance, he got his church involved. And his church proceeded to make sure that my new friend had groceries every week, that meals got delivered, that he got rides to the doctor when he couldn't drive for longer than he expected. He got cared for in ways that he had never imagined possible. And I thought, man, I want to belong to that church. I want to be part of that flock. I want to be part of a group of people that look out for one another and take care of one another and stand together against the wolves. I want to be part of a flock. I want to be surrounded by people who love me and who struggle with the same things I struggle with. I don't want to stand out there by myself in the wilderness, alone, vulnerable. I want to be part of a flock. The Good Shepherd is a metaphor. And like all metaphors, it is not really adequate to describe the whole immense, wonderful glory of God. It does, however, give us a glimpse into God's ways and God's people. It gives us a hint of what it could be like. The point of the Good Shepherd is not to tell us to be mindless sheep doing whatever we are told. The point of the Good Shepherd is to tell us that God loves us and cares for us, that God leads us and guides us, that as part of a flock, we are protected and held and a little bit safer than we would be out in the wilderness by ourselves. And these are good things to be. These are one of the great blessings of the Christian life, that we don't have to go into a hard, cruel world, a challenging world, a difficult world, by ourselves, without guidance and without support. No, we go with the Good Shepherd. We listen to his voice and we find new ways of living as a flock, as people who care for one another. We follow the Good Shepherd not because we are mindless sheep, but because he is a good and trustworthy and faithful guide who cares for us and loves us and knows where to find green pasture and knows where to find still waters, who makes sure that we do not have to be afraid, even in the darkest of times. We are not sheeple. We are God's flock. We know his voice. We hear the guidance of the Good Shepherd. And we are blessed to be his people. Amen.